called our home. We practiced thinking and feeling about things together. Things that happened to either of us individually, we now strove to deal with together, as something that belonged to both of us. Sometimes it worked, and sometimes it didn't. But we enjoyed the fresh, new process of trial and error, and even violent collisions we could forget about in each other's arms. In the third year of our marriage, Kumiko became pregnant. This was a great shock to us, or to me at least, because of the extreme care we had been taking with contraception. A moment of carelessness must have done it, not that we could determine which exact moment it had been, but there was no other explanation. In any case, we simply could not afford the expense of a child. Kumiko was just getting into the swing of her publishing job and, if possible, wanted to keep it. A small company like hers made no provision for anything so grand as maternity leave. A woman working there who wanted to have a child had no choice but to resign. If Kumiko had done that, we would have had to survive on my pay alone for a while at least, but this would have been a virtual impossibility.
"I guess we'll have to pass this time," Kumiko said to me in an expressionless voice the day the doctor gave her the news. She was probably right. No matter how you looked at it, that was the most sensible conclusion. We were young and quite unprepared for parenthood. Both Kumiko and I needed time for ourselves. We had to establish our own life. That was the first priority. We'd have plenty of opportunities for having children in the future. In fact, though, I did not want Kumiko to have an abortion. Once in my second year of college, I had made a girl pregnant, someone I'd met where I worked part-time. She was a nice kid, a year younger than I, and we got along well. We liked each other, of course, but were by no means serious about each other, nor was there any possibility that we would ever become serious. We were just two lonely youngsters who needed someone to hold. About the reason for her pregnancy, there was never any doubt. I always used a condom, but one day I forgot to have one ready. I had run out. When I told her so, she hesitated for a few seconds and then said, "Oh, well, I think I'm okay today anyway." One time was all it took. I couldn't quite believe that I had made a girl pregnant, but I did know that an abortion was the only option. I scraped the money together and went with her to the clinic. We took a commuter train way out to a little town in Chiba, where a friend of hers had put her in touch with a doctor. We got off at a station I had never heard of and saw thousands of tiny houses, all stamped out of the same mold, crowded together and stretching over the rolling hills to the horizon. These were huge new developments that had gone up in recent years for the younger company employees who could not afford housing in Tokyo. The station itself was brand new, and just across from it stretched huge, water-filled rice fields, bigger than any I had ever seen. The streets were lined with real estate signs. The clinic waiting room overflowed with huge-bellied young women, most of whom must have been in their fourth or fifth year of marriage and settling down to have children in their newly mortgaged suburban homes. The only young male in the place was me. The pregnant ladies all looked my way with the most intense interest and no hint of goodwill. Anyone could see at a glance that I was a college student who had accidentally got his girlfriend pregnant and had come with her for an abortion. After the operation, the girl and I took the train back to Tokyo. Heading into the city in the late afternoon, the train was nearly empty. I apologized to her. "My carelessness had got her into this mess," I said. "Don't take it so hard," she said. "At least you came with me to the clinic, and you paid for the operation." She and I soon stopped seeing each other, so I never found out what became of her. But for a very long time after the abortion, and even after we drifted apart, my feelings refused to settle down. Every time I recalled that day, the image would flash into my mind of the pregnant young women who filled the clinic waiting room to overflowing, their eyes so full of certainty. And the thought would strike me that I should never have got her pregnant. In the train on the way back, to comfort me, she told me all the details that had made the operation so easy. It's not as bad as you think, she said. It doesn't take long and it doesn't hurt. You just take your clothes off and lie there. Yeah, I suppose it's kind of embarrassing, but the doctor was nice and so were the nurses. Of course they did lecture me a little, said to be more careful from now on. So don't feel so bad. It's partly my fault too. I was the one who said it'd be okay, right? Cheer up.
All during the long train ride to the little town in Chiba, and all the way back again, though, I felt I had become a different person.